Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
On the Cliffo and Kate podcast today, we meet Gemma from the Townsville Fire, a great follow-up to our chat in regards to domestic violence, which was on the Cliffo and Kate podcast yesterday.
Yeah, we also asked the question to North Queensland. The question was, I live in North Queensland and I have never, some really interesting stuff off the back of me not being to the Mad Cow and you
ever.
Never
been to the Mad Cow.
Never been to the Mad Cow.
Never had a teapot. Crazy. finish this sentence. I live in North Queensland and I have never. It's coming up on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
Domestic violence has been on top of mind for a lot of the country because there is quite the epidemic of violence against women at the moment. I spoke pretty candidly about it yesterday on the show. Off the back of that, I was approached by Gemma. Gemma works at the Townsville Fire, and she let me know of some cool stuff that she is doing alongside NQ Women's Legal Services. And she joins us this morning. Thanks, Gemma, for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And just before we do get into what you're doing, Gemma, I want to give Kate some props because she won't do it herself. And I'm sure you'd agree, Gemma. But, you know, Kate talking about her brush with domestic violence. If anyone missed it, you can get it on the Listener app or check out our socials. I mean, obviously, there is some distressing sort of stuff there. So if that's triggering for you, maybe avoid it. But Kate opening up about that and sort of starting a conversation around domestic violence, this is an important step for our community, Gemma.
Absolutely. Like the fact that, you know, Kate was brave enough to obviously talk about that on the radio was just amazing because it opens up those conversations. And like she said, it needs to start at the grassroots. And that's what obviously we all thought because we're going into schools to do this.
This is really cool. So you've partnered with NQ Women's Legal Services, and what you'll be doing is doing educational workshops in Townsville schools. Is that correct? And can you tell us a bit more about what the workshops are sort of promoting and talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we're obviously lucky that we are partnered with North Queensland Women's Legal Services, and obviously South 32 have jumped on board to help us out. So, North Queensland Women's Legal Services, they've obviously, with the theme of it's in our control to end coercive control, and that's the legislation that will be enforced next year. So we've gone off that and we've produced one thing, do one thing this May to prevent domestic violence and family violence. So our workshop is to educate students and teachers about the importance of preventing domestic and family violence and empower them to take action by committing to one thing they can do in May. So we've obviously developed a workshop where we can, in a fun way, teach them about coercive control and then obviously then get their commitment to one thing that they can do to help.
That's really sort of great.
So, Gemma, this is so powerful. Like, and I spoke yesterday about all this legislative changes that need to happen. Like, it could take months, it could take years. We don't know what they're going to look like. For me, you're right. It starts at grassroots. We can all do something now. And what you're doing is so vital. I want to let you know that I'm happy to be involved. We'll have a separate sort of conversation. I want to be involved in this to try and get the word out as much as I can.
Nah, do it on air. Bring Kate's diary in. Bring the full schedule in.
No, I'd love to be involved. And you said that you've got a couple of schools booked in, but you would love to book in more sessions. So if there's people out there that are working at schools or maybe parents that have kids at schools, how can they get these sessions into their kids' schools and into more North Queensland schools? What do they need to do?
Absolutely. So we're going to be posting on our socials, our launching our workshop, and it will be all through myself. So the email will be Gemma with a G at townsvillefire.com.au, and that's how they get in contact with us. So we're very lucky that we're launching our CV month this Thursday at Ignatius Park, starting
great.
With boys.
A boys' school. Yeah, it's great. That's great.
Yeah.
This is such a wonderful thing. It was only 24 hours ago, Kate, you were saying, like, it needs to start at grassroots, and this is as grassroots as it gets. To have, like, bona fide Townsville champions, like the Townsville Fire, lend their name to this as well, it's such a huge thing. Gemma from the Townsville Fire, good luck, and, yeah, keep us posted with how it goes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
133353 is our phone number. And North Queensland, we would like you to finish this sentence for us. I live in North Queensland and I have never. This is off the back of me having a conversation with some girlfriends over the weekend. They were talking about sort of going out and they said, oh, something about the Mad Cow. And I went, I've never been to the Mad Cow. And I went,
what
do you mean you've never been to the Mad Cow? I was like,
what do you mean you've never been to
the Mad Cow? I have lived in Townsville for 8 years.
Never been to the Mad Cow?
I've never stepped foot into the Mad Cow. Like,
oh, I know what we're doing on Friday night.
Well, it sort of got me thinking, like, I've lived in Townsville for 8 years, have never done that. That's a fairly iconic institution.
So if I said to you, like, I went to the Mad Cow with producer Beck Lambo Lambert,
because yeah,
you've been there many a time, haven't you, Lambo?
I've been there once.
Surprise, she's not there right now. But if I said to you, I went to the Mad Cow with Lambo and had teapots, does that mean anything to you?
Well, I know the Mad Cow, but teapots, no, what's that? I don't know what that is.
Lambo, do you want to take this one?
I've actually never had a teapot myself, but I know that they do like drinks in a literal teapot.
Yeah, they do cocktails in teapots.
I did not know that.
It's like a Mad Cow thing. I've never seen that anywhere else.
In teapots?
Only at the Mad Cow in Townsville. But you wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know that because I've never been to the Mad Cow. No, never.
Oh, I like this.
So it kind of got me thinking, and we'd love to hear from you. 133353. I live in North Queensland and I've never been to where or never done what.
So finish the sentence. Mm. I live in North Queensland and I have never dot, dot, dot. Mm. Just say whatever after that. So there's one that I have done just recently. I've only just done it recently, and that's how I know, like, I should have done this sooner.
Well, that you've been in Townsville for how many years?
Oh, mate, I've been on breakfast. Oh, is it 15 years? I don't know.
And you've just clocked this. Okay.
And I've just met this milestone, right? So I live in North Queensland and I have never, until just recently, been to the Warina Cinemas. And it has absolutely, like, changed my perspective on seeing a movie in Townsville.
I've never done that either.
Oh, it's so good. Like, it's quiet.
I'm a bad Townsvillian.
There's, like, next to no kids there. It's like a grown-up cinema.
It's in that complex near Otto's. Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, right next to there.
I've never been
there. Right in Warina.
I went to the ice skating rink for the first time about 6 months ago with my 5-year-old son, Beau, but
well,
I, too, have never, ever done that. I'm adding that to the list, along with the Mad Cow.
All right, 133353. So this is what we want you to do. Complete this sentence. Think about something that's quintessentially Townsville. Quintessentially North Queensland,
yes.
But you haven't done it. Finish the sentence. I live in NQ and I have never. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Keep it PG, people, as well. Keep it PG.
Dan's first. How you going, Dan?
Oh, you're not too bad yourself.
Good. I think we're keen to hear these. Finish the sentence, Dan. I live in North Queensland and I have never
been to Magnetic Island.
No way. So you have never jumped on a ferry and gone across to our beautiful Magnetic Isle?
I have when I was about half a year old, about 6 months old, before I could ever remember anything. But I've been living here for almost 5 years and haven't been to Magnetic Isle.
Wow.
We should tell Dan a lie, like there's dragons over there or something. Wow, that's incredible. So 5 years, never been to Maggie Island?
Yeah, no, not once.
Mate, wow. Has this conversation prompted you to go, I should probably just jump on a ferry and check it out?
A couple of times. I almost went a while ago for the Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Just quickly, thanks for the call, Dan. We'll take Charlotte quickly because, Charlotte, you're exactly the same. Never been to Maggie Island. How long have you lived in Townsville for?
I've lived in Townsville for 4 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get on a ferry and get over there, guys.
It is beautiful. You should get mum and dad, brothers and sisters involved, Charlotte, and head over there. It's a really nice day.
Yeah.
How old are you, Charlotte?
I'm 13.
Okay, well, you're excused.
Yeah.
You're younger.
Maybe give it a couple of years. You can head over there by yourself with a couple of girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, let's not encourage that behaviour at such a stage of life, Kate. Anne is here next. Anne, finish the sentence. I live in North Queensland and I have never
been to a Cowboys game at the new stadium.
Sacrilege, Anne. Are you a Cowboys fan? Do you support the footy?
I enjoy watching the football, yes.
Wow. And, you know, it's incredible, right?
Oh.
Yes, I did go and see things there. So if I was to go and see a football game, it would be odd seeing them running around on the stage.
Yeah. It's really strange. Did you get out much to the old 1300 Smiles Stadium?
Yeah, went there a few times.
Yeah, it doesn't even compare to one. Like, no. 1300 Smiles will always hold a special place in our heart, but that new stadium is just...
It's epic. It's absolutely epic. Yeah, it is.
Andrew's here. Andrew, complete the sentence. I live in North Queensland and I have never...
I've never been to Ingham.
Never been to Ingham. Little Italy, just down the road.
Yep.
Mate, just never had a reason to go there or never headed up north from Townsville or what?
I think the furthest I've been sort of Rolling Stone. I've never gone really any further.
And they keep going. You'll hit a place called Cardwell. Yeah. You'll hit a place called Tully.
Beautiful.
Eventually you'll hit a place called Cairns, mate.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Yeah, pressure test back tomorrow. It's going to be the 1st of May tomorrow, so pressure test playing after 8 a.m, Kate.
The question, Cliffo, is what frightened Miss Muffet away? I expect you to do the whole jingle, please.
Little Miss Muffet, sorry for the internet. Along came a spider.
Correct.
Which sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away.
Bang on.
Yeah, you've got to watch out for those spiders when you're sitting on your tuffet.
Eating your curds and whey, apparently.
Curds and whey, yeah. So, spider, your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M.
Cliffo, I did something yesterday for the first time, and after I did it, I felt a bit dirty. I thought that was really weird. I've never done that before.
Kate, it wasn't the first time. It was years ago. You've got two children.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how babies are made. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I did something, and I sort of finished doing this thing, and I went, I think that's a bit of a Townsville sin. And I need you to tell me if what I did is considered a Townsville sin. Okay, so here's what I did.
This could have people with pitchforks and flaming sticks out the front of the blue block on Walcott.
Potentially.
Wanting to run you out of town.
Finished work yesterday. I went to the gym. I was going to do like a boxing session with my trainer. We ended up sort of sitting down and having a conversation about nutrition and a couple of things. So we're like, great, let's do the boxing tomorrow. We had a good session about nutrition. I'm changing up my nutrition, a few things. And I said, okay, I'm going to go do some exercise now. I thought I'll go to the gym or I'll go to the Strand. And he goes, you should go do the hill. And I went, nah. It's too hot. It was like midday. And then I was
It was hot yesterday at lunchtime.
It was.
After a cool start.
It was. And I thought, okay, midday. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And I was driving and I was like, hey, just get your ass up the hill. Like, go on, just do it. And I was like, right, I'll do the hill. So I parked, you know, the car park. I managed to park sort of halfway up the hill.
Like winning lotto, isn't it?
It is.
One of those.
It is. But it's a quiet time of day. And I was not feeling too energetic. I was like, I'll get it done. And I was walking and there was quite a bit of heat coming off the road. Like it was quite warm. Hadn't really had enough breakfast. I was feeling a bit lethargic, walking up the hill. I kind of got about halfway up and I went, yeah, I'm done. So I turned around.
Walked half the hill.
Walked half the hill, turned around and just walked back down. And I was like, I've never done that before. I feel like I just kind of cheated myself. Usually I always walk to the top. You know, you get to the top, you sort of look around and go, I made it.
Yeah.
And then you get down. But it was the first time
I've done it once. Look, I have not walked the hill in years.
Yeah.
Like I'm probably the most unfit now that I've ever been. But back when I lived in Railway Estate, this is before I met Michelle and before kids and all that. My daughter's about to turn 10. So this is a long time ago now. I used to walk Castle Hill every single day.
I remember
saying
that.
I would be hungover. I would be sweating coronas.
Really?
I would still get my ass up that hill, Kate. And then I moved to Kerwin. I didn't do it for like 2 years or whatever. Mm. And then being just a stupid man, I'm like, I can get straight back on the bike. And I remember parking where you parked, got to park in the car park.
Mm.
And again, just was like, I can do this. I did it 2 years ago. No problem. Got halfway up, nearly died.
Really?
And just went, nah, I'm done.
Well, that's how I felt yesterday. I was like, yeah, I feel done. It's a bit hot. I sort of made some excuses in my head and then I sort of tootled down. But I did feel like I sort of cheated the system.
If you saw a woman with short blonde hair rolling down Castle Hill yesterday.
That's me.
That's our Kate, guys. Sunday, Monday, happy
days. Wednesday, happy days. State High School's latest musical is Happy Days and it is coming to the Townsville Civic Theatre. We're joined this morning by two of the stars of the musical, Ashley, who plays Fonzie, and Alex, who plays Richie Cunningham. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Morning. It's great to have you guys on. And Triple M, really proud to support this at the Civic Theatre at the end of the month. More on that in a sec. But first, Ashley, hey, you're playing the Fonz. Like, what an iconic character.
Yeah, Fonzie's always, I think, very cool.
He was cool.
Very cool.
Played by a guy called Henry Winkler. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I have. He's actually one of my favorite actors, one of the top.
Well, you have to say that now that you're playing him in a musical. Alex, I'm curious to know, you're in your teens, right? Happy Days was around long before you were even dreamt of. Have you had to sort of watch compulsory reruns of Happy Days to sort of get a gist of what the show's about?
Yeah. My dad found it on one of the streaming websites. Yeah, we've been watching it like every night just to get the characterization down and all that stuff.
Wow. That's so cool.
Alex, you know, this show, like I think of it, Kate, as like one of the original sitcoms. Like this show was an absolute monster back in the day and like led to the really big careers of some like Ron Howard, who played Richie, and then, like we said, Henry Winkler, the Fonz. Like this show was such a big deal. So, you know, you guys, I guess there'd be a little bit of pressure. You want to do it justice, right?
Yes, sir.
Guys, I know Cliffo and I used to do a lot of musicals and a lot of plays back in our high school days, so we're sort of self-confessed, I guess, drama nerds. Hey, a lot of stuff and a lot of work and a lot of rehearsals goes into these sort of productions. How has the lead-up been for the show?
It's been great. It's been great. We've had so much fun. We've been, like, doing a lot of dancing and singing. And it's getting pretty nervous, actually, at this point. So, like, get ready for the show. And just as usually is.
A little bit of nerves is a good thing.
Of course it is.
Look, it's happening Thursday the 23rd to Friday the 25th of May at the Townsville Civic Theatre. Get your tickets right now or win them on Triple M, 133353. We have two family passes for five people to give away right now. So if you want to go for free, 133353. Ashley, who plays the Fonz, and Alex, who plays Richie Cunningham in Happy Days. Good luck, guys, and thanks for your time.
Thanks so much. Cheers. It's Triple M.